The federal government says it's shocked and saddened by the massive blasts in Beirut, which killed one Australian. It's announced $2 million in humanitarian support, with the money split between the World Food Programme and the Red Cross to help with food, medical care and essential items. Barbara Miller has been speaking with one Lebanese-Australian business owner caught up in the tragedy.
It's been a tough day for business owner Omar Jahir, taking stock of the damage caused by the port blast.
Oh, it's devastating, really. I've been kind of at home today, but my wife was in gymnasium and she was updating me today on what was happening on the streets and sending me pictures. So the houses are pretty much destroyed. All the facades have fallen down. We're talking around like buildings that are aged 200 to 300 year old buildings. My coffee shop is totally destroyed. The ceiling half of it has fallen. The glass is all ripped apart. The facade is ripped apart. The tables have just been destroyed.
A hotel he owns has also been damaged. But in the trendy district of Jumaisi, home to art galleries, bars and fashion designers, there's hope and resilience too.
On the streets of Jumaisi, we've had a great initiative from the young, the new generation that have been helping out businesses, cleaning the streets, cleaning the shop and starting up fundraisers.
These are young people that just live in the area, just volunteering?
Yeah. It's a very small kind of neighborhood community, Jumaisi. So there's a lot of support for the neighbors and the community.
Omar Jahir is also dealing with injuries he sustained during the blast.
I have a broken wrist and I'm due to operate on it tomorrow morning.
So how easy or difficult was it for you to get attention for that? We heard the hospitals were just overwhelmed by the people injured.
Well, it took me around 4 to 5 hospitals in and out, just walking and driving around. Well, I wasn't driving, to be honest. I would just see random friends or people around and they would just put you in the car and drive you off to another hospital. And I kept on doing that until I left Beirut to the outskirts where I was able to get some attention from doctors where they blasted my hand and my arm. And I got a bit of morphine, which felt really good.
Omar Jahir doesn't know when or how he'll be able to reopen his businesses. But in some ways, he says the tragedy has deepened his connection to Lebanon.
Funny enough, sometimes things like that drag you more into the country where you believe a lot in it and more into the country because you want it to sustain. And I feel like I've lived a new life now. I'm starting a new life after yesterday, to be honest. It's very difficult. And these are the consequences that you face when you're in Lebanon.
And, you know, different countries are starting to pledge help for Lebanon. What do you think the country needs now?
Well, we need stability to begin with, security, and then a new government for sure. And then any donation is welcome.
Lebanese-Australian Omar Jahir, and he's speaking there with Barbara Miller.